list a little shorter today. Did not practice Brandon Marshall, AJ Derby, Virgil Green, TJ, Derek Wolf, Matt Paradis. Limited. Crick was limited. DeMarcus was limited. And everybody else was back to work.
Can you give us an idea where like TJ and AJ and Virgil are?
You know, they're just all in the protocol, you know, so that'll go all the way up to the, you know, the end of the week. But all here today, all doing better today. I'll walk right here on the field at some point today. So, you know, I'll take in the steps they need to take.
Cleared for light activity or whatever?
You know, I don't get me started on the, I know the protocol, and that's all I report, so.
Promote a tight end or bring in somebody else?
Well, it all depends. You know, like I said, we're going to have to get here till the end of the week and see how these guys do and see if they're, you know, if they are able to get back on the field. So see what happens. But obviously practicing some young guys this week, and Jeff's doing a good job.
Are you actually helped by the schedule with so many teams having to play Saturday? You guys, I know you're going to miss Christmas at home with your families, but Sunday night.
Well, it gives us a little time for our guys to recuperate a little bit. Plus, some of those guys yesterday give them a little bit more of a rest. But, yeah, anytime you know, if you had that many guys in protocol and you're playing on Thursday or something, you almost have no chance, I think, you know, by the steps they have to take. So, yeah, possibly could, yeah.
Curious, Jeff had a little slow start of the season. Is he ready for you to use him?
Well, first off, you know, it's just encouraging because, you know, we went into game last week and really Virgil and AJ were going to take the majority of the game, and then we have an injury take place early. He ends up playing 39, I think 40 snaps. I told you guys, and he plays his best. So, you know what, there's always moments in guys' career, you know, where they get opportunities and they don't ever give it back. So hopefully this is one of those moments for him. He's worked hard. He's had a lot of setbacks with injuries, but he's had a, you know, good month here. So let's see what happens. But I was encouraged by last week.
Jerry, when you look at the Week 12 game against Kansas City, what was it that enabled the offense to be so successful?
Well, we made big plays in a game. You know, you go back and made some big plays. I'm thinking of Emmanuel making two big ones on a drive, and then obviously Benny making a big one. So, you know, it was an interesting game. They made some big plays on special teams, and second half was pretty explosive on both sides, you know, offensively for both football teams. So you never know how it's going to be when you get together with them, and usually pretty physical, though.
Obviously, you've struggled at times to protect your quarterbacks. Now you're down tight ends and your fullbacks on IR. What are your options?
You reminded me?
More asking.
Creativity. We obviously got to help those guys. I mean, they got two great players on the edge, but also we got to go out there and play our best football, too. Our guys got to step up, you know. So, you know, that's part of it, and trying to find a way to – you can help guys at times, but there's sometimes you can't, you know. So just we got to play better. Okay, y'all have a good day.